Hello and welcome to the Secure Hub Podcast. I am Emmanuel, but you can call me Tosin. On this episode, we'll be talking about data privacy and consumers' data, with more emphasis on the question, are organizations doing enough to protect your data? Well, we know very well that the EU GDPR has taken effect and some organizations are already paying for it. For instance, Facebook, they were fined around £500,000 for data breaches, and Equifax also, they got a fine of $660,000 instead of something around $124 million. Actually, this was because the investigation was done using the 1998 legislation rather than the GDPR. But I think you get the picture here. Defaulting organizations are paying heavily for it. Anyways, back to Nigeria, where the situation is not the same. You see, we have some legislation that has to do with data privacy. Like for instance, we have the section 37 of the 1999 constitution that protects the rights of citizens to their privacy and the privacy of their homes, correspondence, telephone conversations, and telegraphic communications. We also have the Cyber Crimes Act 2015 that prevents the interception of electronic communications and imposes data retention requirements on financial institutions. There is the Consumer Code of Practice Regulations 2007 that was issued by the Nigerian Communications Commission, and this requires telecommunication operators to take reasonable steps to protect customer information from accidental disclosure. It also restricts the transfer of customer information. You see, I can go on and on about these legislations. However, the latest which I want to lay more emphasis on is the NITDA guidelines on data protection, issued in 2013, and as I found out, is currently being revised. I want to talk more about principle 2 of the 8 principles in the guidelines. Principle 2 states that personal data should be used only in accordance with the purpose for which it was collected. Data controllers have a duty to ensure that data collected for one purpose is not used for a different purpose. This principle prevents the use of personal data in any manner different from the purpose disclosed to the data subject at the point of collecting the data. To avoid breach of this principle, organizations are advised to have in their general data protection and privacy policy statement a wide description of the purpose for the data collection. Very well. We know that yes, some organizations are actually, or they already have all of these in place. Let me not say all of them, but some of them are already complying, and so many others, even some government organizations, are not even bothered about data privacy. I'm going to cite some quick instance. You see, sometime last year, October, I got a mail from someone, and he was pitching his firm to me. I had no idea who this person was or who this organization was. So when I asked where he got my mail from, he said he saw me at a particular committee on cybercrime conference. Long story short, my guess is the organizers of this conference had probably given out email addresses to third-party organizations that attended the conference. Why? Because I very well did not give my email address. I did not share my contact with anybody other than the organizers of the conference. And if I had met someone at the conference, I would have remembered. Another instance, I got a call from somebody, and the funny thing is, he was asking me about the price of houses in my area. Now that's the thing, he knows exactly where I am living. Now, when I asked him how he got my contact, he said he has access to my files based on where he's working. So I don't want to mention names here, but he works in a place where they have my file, and since I live where he is looking for a house, he decided to just call me. You see, these are issues, these are part of the issues we are facing in Nigeria. Inappropriate use of personal data being collected, as well as a lack of transparency in the processing of personal data. Another thing, lest I forget, sometime last year, many core members, even myself, received targeted campaign messages. Yes, we know this is election year and they want to reach out social media and everything, but we received campaign messages from different political groups. How did they get our email addresses? I did not sign up for any political party. So how did they get all of these email addresses? And it was mostly COP members. This is a problem in Nigeria, and I believe we can fix it. Now, I feel the major issue here is the implementation or enforcing of these laws. And other things that I feel we can do and we should do is, one, train your employees on how to handle data. Ensure that you get the consent of individuals before collecting his or her personal data, and explain explicitly what it will be used for. Ensure that the amount and the type of data are appropriate to the purpose. When you are collecting data, it shouldn't be more than necessary, and you shouldn't divert the purpose for which you've collected that data. Let the consumers or your customers or whoever you're collecting data from, let them know how you intend to use this data and whether you are going to share the data with a third party. Now, this is one which I feel I'm not sure will be effective in the nearest future in Nigeria, but the thing is, we need to ensure that individuals can seek legal remedies for misuse or unauthorized access to his or her personal data. Or better still, let us draft, approve, and enforce a bill that will ensure that all of these things are done. And most importantly also, even as the individuals, the consumers, the customers, they need to be aware of their personal data. Once they know how valuable these things are, they will begin to protect it. And if someone breaches this trust, they will take action. Sometimes, I think last week or so, I and my colleague, we were just checking around in the dark web, and we saw health records for over 200 American citizens were being offered up for sale for, I think, 20 Bitcoin. Yes, 20 Bitcoin. We've seen others that are even lesser than that. But I believe we will get there someday in Nigeria. And until then, let us hear what you have to say about data privacy and consumers' data in Nigeria. Have you had any experience where your data was inappropriately used or unauthorized access to your data? Let us know on our Twitter handle at TheSecureHub, at TheSecureHub, hashtag Data Privacy Day. I'm very sure you know that January 28th is going to be Data Privacy Day. Hashtag Privacy Aware, hashtag TheSecureHub. Also, you should check out the blog www.cybersecfill.com. That is CYBERSECFILL.com to know more about this topic and cybersecurity in general. Thanks for listening to the Secure Hub podcast. You can listen to us now on Anchor, you can listen to us on SoundCloud, and yes, on Apple Podcasts. Very soon we'll be on Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and Podbean. Thank you, and bye-bye.